The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 10th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of the essayist William Hazlitt, born in Maidstone in Kent, England, 1778, who said, "One of the pleasantest things in the world is going on a journey, but I like to go by myself." It's the birthday of Joseph Pulitzer, born in Budapest in 1847. Came to this country, came to New York City, bought the New York World newspaper. He said, "There is room for a journal that is not only cheap but bright, not only bright but large, not only large but truly democratic, dedicated to the cause of the people." It's the birthday of Lewis Wallace, born in Crawfordsville, Indiana, 1827. He was a general in the Civil War, and then in 1880 he published his novel Ben-Hur, A Tale of Christ. 1912, on this day, the Titanic departed Southampton on its maiden voyage across the Atlantic, the biggest passenger ship ever built at the time, 882 feet long. Carried 2,224 passengers. Only 325 of them, however, were in first class. Most of them were immigrants hoping to start a new life in America. It was on the fifth night of the voyage, the weather clear, no wind, no moon. It had been a warm winter. Many icebergs had broken off from glaciers farther north. The lookout men had been told to keep an eye out for them. And about 11:40 in the evening, one of the lookouts, Frederick Fleet, saw a huge dark object floating directly in front of the ship. He rang an alarm bell, and then the passengers felt a slight bump. It was one of the worst maritime disasters in history. More than 500 songs were written about it, more than 100 books, and at least a dozen movies. It was on this day, 1925, F. Scott Fitzgerald's novel The Great Gatsby was published. Fitzgerald was 28. He had just had a play produced that was a big flop, The Vegetable. He sailed with his wife to France in May of 1924 and began to write his novel about a wealthy bootlegger, J. Gatsby. Worked on it every day that summer, writing it in pencil. The book had a number of titles: Under the Red, White, and Blue, Among the Ash Heaps and Millionaires, The High Bouncing Lover. It was his editor, Maxwell Perkins, who suggested The Great Gatsby. It's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Anne Lamott, born in San Francisco, 1954. Her father was diagnosed with brain cancer in the late 70s. She began to write about that, and it became her first novel, Hard Laughter. When she was in her mid-30s, she got pregnant and her boyfriend left her. And for her first year as a single mother, she kept a daily journal of her experiences, which she published as her memoir, Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year. It came out in 1993, and it became her first bestseller. It's the birthday of the novelist and travel writer Paul Theroux, born in Medford, Massachusetts, 1941. Joined the Peace Corps after college, went to live in East Africa, traveled around Africa teaching English, and became friends with the writer V.S. Naipaul, who became his mentor. Theroux went on a four-month trip through Asia by train, wrote every day on the journey, filled four thick notebooks. It became his first bestseller, The Great Railway Bazaar by Train Through Asia, in 1975. Here's a poem for today by an unknown author that first appears in print in 1612, The Silver Swan. The silver swan, who living had no note, when death approached, unlocked her silent throat, leaning her breast against the reedy shore. Thus sung her first and last, and sung no more. Farewell, all joys, O death, come close mine eyes. More geese than swans now live, more fools than wise. The Silver Swan from 1612. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Sleep Number Bed, the bed that allows personal comfort at the touch of a button, information at sleepnumber.com. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.